From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House went on the defensive Monday, trying to distance President Trump from charges filed against two former campaign aides by special counsel Robert Mueller. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort reported to an FBI office in Washington Monday and later entered a plea of not guilty in federal court, as did his former associate Rick Gates. Both men face felony charges of conspiracy, making false statements, and money laundering in connection with their lobbying efforts on behalf of Ukraine. Special Counsel Robert Mueller also revealed that former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty a few weeks ago to lying to FBI agents about Russian-related contacts offering damaging information on Trump's election rival, Hillary Clinton. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders described Papadopoulos as a minor player in the Trump campaign.
It was extremely limited. It was a volunteer position. And again, no activity was ever done in an official capacity on behalf of the campaign in that regard.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump says U.S. Special Forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam in Misrata on the northern coast of Libya. Details of the operation are unavailable. Al-Imam is in U.S. custody on his way to the United States for a likely trial. The president said the U.S. will continue to support our Libyan partners to assure that ISIS and other terrorist groups don't use it as a safe haven. This is VOA News. Kenya's electoral body says incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta won Thursday's election with 98% of the vote. The contest was marred by low turnout and a boycott by his main challenger, Raila Odinga, who pulled out of the race 3 weeks ago. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports from the opposition stronghold in Kisumu, western Kenya.
The electorate in President Uhuru Kenyatta's home region and Deputy President William Ruto's Rift Valley region came out in large numbers to vote for the ruling Jubilee Party. The Electoral Commission cancelled the vote in four counties, Kisumu, Homa Bay, Siaya and Migori, for security reasons. Some political observers have questioned the legitimacy of the latest election after 12 million of the electorate did not vote. In September, the Supreme Court nullified Kenyatta's victory in the August poll, ruling that the electoral agency did not follow the constitution and law. Kenyatta said he was expecting someone to challenge his victory in the courts again. Opposition supporters have been protesting some parts of the country, demanding electoral reforms. Some of the demonstrations have turned deadly. Opposition supporters are waiting for Odinga's response on Tuesday. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Kenya.
The United States has pledged up to $60 million to support counter-terrorism efforts by nations in Africa's Sahel region. The funding was announced Monday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It will support the Group of Five Sahel Joint Task Force. That's a military unit set up by Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger earlier this year. But at a UN Security Council meeting about the Joint Task Force on Monday, the U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley made clear that the funding would be on a bilateral basis, subject to congressional approval, and would not be given through the United Nations. A U.S. court has blocked President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military. The judge said the effect of the court's order is to revert to the status quo. The order was filed by the U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar-Catelli. It referred to policies in place before Trump's June 30th executive order that banned transgendered people from serving in the military. The judge did, however, not agree to block a ban on funding for sex reassignment surgery. In August, the Trump administration sent a memo to the Department of Defense directing it to implement the ban. The case was brought by a group of transgender service members who asked the court to block the ban while it considers whether it violates their constitutional rights. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.